Now, obviously a fair bit of feedback to yesterday's James Shaw special on this show, in which he appeared to not know a lot about what he'd announced in his specialist area the day before. The overall reaction sums it up. A plan to make a lot of plans is what a lot of people said. A plan to make a lot of plans. Someone else said it might be significant, but then it might be nothing. Hardcore campaigners, of course, fumed at the fact farming seemed to get off paying for anything. The Conservatives fume that business gets subsidies when they really should be doing a lot of the heavy lifting themselves. All in all, for something that was billed as significant or as a moment in history, it all added up to yet more waffle that may or may not come to pass. Which leads me to ask, what's the point of the Greens? Is it the path of least resistance? No announcement wasn't, you know, it wasn't what they would have done. But it's better than nothing. Is that sort of what they say these days? Is that their defence? Do they actually get anything that Labour by themselves wouldn't have done? Never forgetting, of course, the Prime Minister's famous line about this being our nuclear moment. The Greens are sort of in government, but you wouldn't know it, would you? Chloe's major contribution to the term so far appears her upcoming role in the taxpayer-funded doco about herself. And I doubt we can name much that she has done for her electorate of downtown Auckland, ram raid and capital, crime capital of the country. We had Elizabeth Kerry, of course, the party's COVID spokesperson, who no one had heard of until she broke the COVID rules by jumping on a plane while being a household contact. I have seen Marima a couple of times, mainly moaning about the government, but the other day she was dancing at the launch of a mental health initiative as part of the budget. And then we have James, who may or may not survive much longer as co-leader, given the only other thing I can think of that the Greens have done this term is change the rules around leadership. One must be a woman, the other must be Maori or any gender. The Greens, it seems to me, have two major issues. One, they're not green. They're more social engineers, which doesn't appeal necessarily to greenies. And two, they're buried by Labour and largely ineffectual. This was their big day in the sun. And to call it lukewarm is to be kind. So the question remains, what's the point of the Greens?